got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin.com.
Yeah, my mic pushed, the phone's not on here. All right. Sorry.
Your button?
My button's not on the right button. So hang on, Skin. We got you in a second here.
MrSkin.com to follow along as we break down the 21st Annual Anatomy Awards.
21st Annual. Congratulations. 21 years.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Yeah, 21 years is amazing. You know, I've done this on your show many, many years, yes. Obviously. And do you remember when the Oscars used to be like early March or late February?
Yeah.
It's like, it seems like, I don't know what they're doing in the ratings weren't that great, so I don't know what moving it up to the 9th was so smart, but anyway, we always do our, this Anatomy Awards is a big month-long fun thing at our website right around Oscar time, but like I said, it's a little earlier this year than normal, but nudity's fine at any portion of the month.
Yeah, so you didn't have to do any scrambling. You had
no, and the other thing about the Anatomy Awards that I really love, why I love this thing that we created, is that, you know, my guys go through every movie and television show and also see all the stuff from all over the world, too. So it's really fun for us to put these lists together and kind of curate, like, really wild and crazy stuff that you wouldn't know. Like, you just, people just can't cover all this or know that it even exists.
And right.
It's really fun for us to kind of, starting in November, to just start going through all this and kind of cherry pick the stuff we want to curate and show to people. And we have all the normal awards like Best Breasts and Bud and all that, but it's the really weird and crazy ones, some of which I can't even mention on your show.
The money one there, I can't.
No, no, I know that, and I totally get that, but for anyone out there, we have 42 total categories. It's completely free, thanks to our sponsor, Adult Time, the Netflix of porn, and it's really fun for us to do this.
Is Butt to Butt a new category?
Yeah, well, if you got to understand something. We can't, every year we can't, sometimes we get a butt to butt, other times we don't, but when we do, we like to make it an award.
I want to know, why were these women doing this butt to butt thing? They're bent over. Is there something between them?
Yeah, it was a photographer, kind of a, from a different era, and he was doing photography, and the two girls were posing, and it's a very powerful picture. Nobody's ever heard of these women, Matilda Warnier and Naomi Merlant from Curiosa, but this is a great example of, we found this, and I think it needs to be viewed by the public.
So. Yeah, they're not sharing something in the middle there. That'd be something.
No. That would be another category.
Yeah, completely. That's further down, butt to butt. Let's go up towards
the
top.
Over the years, how many extra staff members have you had to bring on with the onslaught of streaming services just to look at everything?
That's a good point. Like, when I launched this in 99, it was just me. So now I have 10 full-time people that go through
full-time
movies and television shows. Because you got to understand, because you also have to go through all the stuff that's non. Like, we don't know going in that something's going to have nudity, so you still have to go through it to see. So even, it's not like we only go through the stuff with nudity. We also go through all the stuff that we hope has nudity that doesn't. So it's a lot of work.
I know you're not going to answer this question because it's nobody's business, but I just, obviously, you have a big company, you got 10 full-time employees, rank and file guys. What the hell do they make a year? Don't answer that.
Yeah, listen, we pay, well, actually, I have 38 employees.
You probably offer insurance and everything, right?
Oh yeah, full medical benefits.
Man, and, good for you.
We do lunch in our office every other Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. I like when's butt to butt Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like I said, that's one of the awards, and you have to see it to believe it. But there's so many other crazy ones. But let me just go through a few that I thought are fun. Even just the first one, the best nip slip. I'm fascinated by this because it's Megan Rapinoe.
Why do I know her? Why do I know that name?
What's she's the woman's soccer.
Oh, the soccer girl. Oh, yeah, the lesbian girl. She's hot. Yeah, I like her.
Well, yeah. So this is the ESPY Awards, July 10th. Now, I want you to know that in the history of MrSkin.com, we've never gotten any content from ESPN, but she's standing up to accept an award, and her whole left breast pops out. Now, this aired on the East Coast and the Midwest where I live at real time. For the tape-delayed version on the West Coast, ESPN edited this out. But here's the question for you guys.
There's a nipple, yeah.
If you're wearing a blazer with no shirt and no bra, is that a nip slip or is that intentional? I don't know.
I think I think it's a hot look. I have always thought girls wear blazers, and usually they're movie stars or something like that on a red carpet. But when they wear anything with no bra with a wide-open middle part, that is freaking hot.
And she has, like, an athlete's body.
Yeah, she does.
Like, stomach muscles and stuff. Yeah. And I guess her double-sided tape failed her. I don't know what the answer is, but my first ever content from ESPN, very excited. And that won our best nip slip of the year, which is fun. Best thong, this is another one that was pretty obvious. J-Lo and Hustlers. By the way, she's 50 years old, and I talked to you guys about this when the movie came out in September. I mean, it's not many 50-year-old women would put a thong on in HD, and she looks amazing. This was one of the most impressive things I saw in 2019 is J-Lo in a thong.
Yeah, we were outraged by this. Yeah, it's a great ass at any age for that matter.
Ridiculous. Another award was pretty easy for me, was the most surprising nudity, and it was Maisie Williams, Arya Stark from Game of Thrones in the final season, the second episode, and you know, in real life, she's 21 years old. But on the show, she plays an 18-year-old.
Her first season, she was like a 12-year-old running around that show. They had her.
Well,
They had her playing a really young kid at the time, right?
No, you got it. And what freaked a lot of people out was that she did this nude scene. But the producers were pretty clear. They're like, "Listen, she's going off to war. She's never experienced sex. It was really important that she had this encounter before she went off to where she probably is going to die." And, but the people on the internet just went crazy and, cause they had seen her grow up on the show, but you know, again, 21 in real life, 18 on the show. And, but definitely still the most surprising person to do a nude scene in 2009.
These best breasts are just like, they are just, that's incredible. I mean, they're really incredible. What's your name?
Sydney Sweeney, Euphoria. Now Euphoria is this very controversial HBO show. And I say controversial because it's about high school kids. And, you know, they're older actors and actresses, but, like, parents were really bummed out when they're watching this because the kids are doing, like, the heaviest drugs. It's almost depressing how much they're on drugs. And then the sex and everything. And I think a lot of parents
I'm guessing
like,
some dads went, well, hold on here.
Yeah, they're like, if this
part's
what,
okay.
If this is what high school is like, we're doomed. But it's a very good show. It's it was the most searched show at our website this year, and Sydney Sweeney, who was topless and won Best Breast, is one of the reasons.
Yeah, that's incredible.
There's so many. So many of these awards. Like every year we do a Best Lesbian Scene, and this one was a lot of fun because we had a skin scout at a film fest in Toronto in 2017, and he said, "When My Days of Mercy comes out with Kate Mara and Ellen Page's scene, this is going to be one of your best nude scenes of the year." And he was completely right. It took 2 years for this to finally come out. But you know Ellen Page is Juno. Kate Mara, you probably know also. But,
Ellen Page is actually gay in real life. Kate Mara is not. But it's a hot scene.
Kate Mara is the heir apparent to the
Steeler and Giant Fortune.
That's right.
Yeah, both of them.
Connected
right?
to both
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, she was on House of Cards, too, a little. But, wow, what a very sexy scene.
Yes.
Very sexy scene.
I didn't see the movie Slasher Party. Any good?
Well, I could tell you that the 16-minute mark, that's the best.
16-minute, he knows.
Yeah,
I love that.
Kinsey Wolanski is a Instagram sensation. She's very famous, not as an actress, but as like an Instagram influencer. And she also has like some of the most spectacular breasts also, but this flash scene is awesome. And Slasher Party, again, not a movie that I'm sure you guys caught on Netflix, but it's something I at least want to share this scene with you guys because it was awesome.
Is Emma Stone, is this her first naked thing, and that's the only part in this movie where she's naked?
That's why she won Best Celebrity Nude Debut because We always choose an actress every year. There's always an actress that people have been waiting and waiting and waiting. They're famous, have not been nude, and then finally make a nude debut. And Emma Stone in The Favorite, you know, she was way back in Superbad in 2007. That was her first movie. And she's been in Spider-Man, La La Land, Easy A, all those movies. And I'd always get asked about her, you know, by, you know, just emails or being on radio shows. And she had never been naked until The Favorite, and it was our best celebrity nude debut. That movie came out on DVD in 2019.
Anything else you want to talk about here? We got a bunch of different ones. You pick one. I don't want to interrupt you if you want to pick a certain
one. Oh, no. Well, we had the best full frontal is
yes, I'm looking
an
at that
awesome
now.
One.
Yes.
Yeah, I just think it's one of the most stunning pictures on the list. It's Margaret Qualley, and one of the reasons it's probably so stunning is she's the daughter of Andy McDowell.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was kind of cool. Last year, Andy McDowell was 59 years old and did a movie, Love After Love, where she was topless.
Oh, I'm looking at
cool.
Best Full Frotto.
Oh, Best Full Frotto.
I was
going to
say,
oh, okay,
I didn't know Andy McDowell's daughter's a black chick. That's not true, right?
No. The one
scroll
above
up
that
one.
Is Andy McDowell. The one above
one.
It is Andy McDowell's. Okay.
I was really confused you said that. Oh, no, you're right. I'm looking at that one. That's the one before there. Frotto is her. Frotto is a black chick. Right.
Yeah, Tony Duclotny and Dolomite is my name, and it was a cool Eddie Murphy.
That threw me off, man. It looks nothing like
your
mom.
No. You're like, whoa.
Looks nothing like your mom.
Who's her dad?
Must be adopted.
Yeah, she was adopted. But, yeah, we had fun with that because in Dolomite is my name, that Eddie Murphy movie, this woman went full frontal, and it's like a total 70s
yes.
look,
yep.
And it's pretty awesome, and one of the great moments in Skinema in 2019.
And does not look like her mom, Andy McDowell, at all, by the way.
No. And
the other one does, yes, very hot.
Yeah, exactly. And I should point out, if people are wondering what the best television show for nudity was, it's a show called Now Apocalypse on the Starz Network. They did 8 episodes, had 24 nude scenes. It's a weird sci-fi comedy set in L.A. Now, the reason I wanted to make sure you guys knew about this is after one season, they canceled it, which is a bummer. But, like, it was so good for nudity, I'm kind of sad that they didn't continue it. But even this girl in the picture for Best TV Show from Now Apocalypse is Kelly Berglund. She was on Disney's Lab Rats as a kid. Now she's a 23-year-old actress. So they really got – it was interesting. They had beautiful girls do nude scenes on the show, beautiful women. And it really was a great show for nudity. Unfortunately, it got canceled.
Without being too graphic, because we can't really talk about this too much, there's a water sports scene in here. And
yeah.
And I'm thinking that's something you would see on like some stag thing. I mean, this is an actual movie, and they put that in there. And is it happening in real time?
Yes. And it's from a movie called Girls, Guns, and Blood,
yeah.
And it's Brittany Amber, and they work at a brothel. Now, Brittany Amber is a porn star in real life, so she's
got
not
it.
This isn't okay. So, but it's a mainstream film, and these guys rob a brothel, and then the women who work the brothel get their revenge on the guys, and this is one of the...
Oh, so this guy's not doing this on purpose, then?
No, he's
tied
down.
No,
this is punishment for breaking into the... Yeah, so it's a little tough to talk about on the radio, but definitely one you want to see. That's one
it's
of the awards.
Fake, right? Look how thick that stream is.
I know.
There's no way
well,
that's real.
Why, that, yeah, that's why we didn't... Yeah,
I'm not being too graphic, Bush. Look it up.
He's being Golden Waterfall morning.
All the photos we talked about, and including the hard ones like that, the hardcore ones, are on MrSkin.com. Check it out. I said hard ones.
And,
same thing, right?
Selma Hayek gets your lifetime.
Selma Hayek, lifetime achievement.
Skin achievement award.
I'll just say,
you know what's funny about her?
Yeah.
I found that even though she's 53, she's been nude 7 times. The movie that all guys remember is From Dusk Till Dawn when
yes.
she wasn't
yep.
even nude.
I know.
It's
not.
Like, yeah. She looks, that's a sign that you're amazing, that is her go-to scene, and I say go-to, I mean the one that guys love the most, is From Dusk Till Dawn when she was in a bikini with a snake around her neck. That's what guys remember.
So. We applaud you on this year's effort there, Mr. Skin. Very cool, man. A lot of these are great.
No, it's fun. And like I said, 42 total categories. All for free. You could check it out at the front page of our website, and you could then see the ones we couldn't talk about on the radio.
Hey, so. Skin, I know that you're connected, man. Did you take in any All Star stuff for this weekend?
No, you know what? I didn't. My it was funny. You know, some of those tickets were like $10,000.
Really? $10,000?
Wow. Yes.
For the game or for the game or for the other
for
stuff?
For that whole, like, the whole if thing. You wanted to watch the whole experience.
$10,000? Like, that was on the secondary market, there were $10,000?
Oh, yeah. It was crazy. So we were like, I don't have basketball season tickets. I have hockey and baseball, so I wasn't as locked in as I could be. But it was fun to watch. It was. I hope from people watching from outside Chicago, they enjoyed it. You know.
So. All right, cool, man. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
it. All right, guys. Take care.
Talk to you soon,
Mr. Skin. MrSkin.com.
I was looking through some of the other categories, and one of the ones we can mention was the best lactators.
Oh,
try the lactators.
Oh yeah, love the
They're
lactators.
Great.
It's a great band name, too, the Lactators.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, that's too thick a stream. I'm just going to say that. You can leave it up to imagination.
I do like the, I think the character's name is Chet, Cheech Marin.
Yes.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Great movie. Great. Except for that, actually, the movie's actually better until they get the vampire show.
He yells all of
I stopped watching it when the vampire showed up.
I stuck through it.
It gets weird
because
there.
The movie was really cool till then.
Yeah. But I love when he's barking out all of Big Pussy's relatives' names.
Yeah, can't say any of those on the radio, but you're right. Pretty
hardcore. Well, you can say white, black, Spanish, yellow, stinky, hairy. All cousins.
He is great.
If you don't know which cousin's stinky, it's you.
It's you. And we all know who Harry is. Craig?
It's not me.
All right, I'd rather look at more of those pictures.
Yeah, I know you would. You like to look at pretty girls naked.
Got I right do. Here. And who among us doesn't?
And this group's all in.
Thank you.
Right. Now, I'm looking at this buxom black chick naked, and he says, Eddie McDowell's daughter. And I have no clue. I'm thinking, it says full frontal. Oh, it's frontal.
F-R-O, capital.
Does that confuse me?
F-R-O. Have you seen that movie yet?
Which one?
The Dolomite Is My Name.
No, I'm
curious about that.
That.
Really good.
I like Eddie Murphy.
Really good.
He's excellent.
So was Eddie snubbed for an Oscar nomination
didn't hear
at least?
That. Did not hear that.
No.
Didn't you?
No, I don't really like when they say that because if they bring somebody else in, that means the other guy snubbed.
I've wondered about that as well.
That's why
I thought I heard
crazy.
That movie mentioned in some category.
Yes, absolutely.
I thought it was nominated at least for something.
And the only one you
at least in other, maybe not the Academy Awards, but in other awards.
The only one you really hear that everybody thinks got snubbed was Sandler with Uncut Gems.
Because he won some Spirit Award thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But I can't imagine.
I saw 5 minutes. That was really good.
$300.
If you like the biopics.
$300.
That you wouldn't like. Don't
3,000
like
this
name.
Week.
Why?
Because it's a biopic.
Oh, okay. About, I misunderstood what you said.
Right, a comedian named Rudy Ray Moore.
Yeah.
Is that a real guy?
Yeah.
I love that he sends scouts out to film festivals.
I know. Skin scouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they actually have clips of the movie called Dolomite. Because that was CEO, it was one of Rudy Ray Moore's characters.
I really wish, I mean, like I said, it's not my business, and but are you curious? Is this like, is it benefits and 40 grand a year to look at skin? 8 hours
Sounds
a day?
Like it. He said they pay well.
Something like that. Yeah. It's probably something like that.
Yeah, they're paying a living wage in Chicago.
Right.
That's going to be a decent amount of money.
Yeah, and I'm guessing these guys are all going to be pretty computer literate, too.
Yeah.
Know how to do their own editing and move it in there themselves. Can't be just a guy that looks... here it is. Yeah. You do the work. I just saw the boob. The guy that sees the boob must be able to do all the other work.
Yeah.
Once again, it's not our business, but I'm guessing, I'm just throwing out a number.
And hey, we're going to need you to go to Sundance for the week and hang out and watch all these film fest movies and take notes.
Yeah. I loved it at the festival. Like, what do you think about the themes of the film?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I'm just waiting for a nipple to pop
That's
out.
That's it. And I know, and I have to write down the seconds it's at, the minute time, you know.
Yeah, that guy's probably wearing a media credential at that film festival that just says Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin, right?
Yep. Yeah, I get. But you know, someone has forgotten to hit the stopwatch at the beginning of the film.
Yeah, but you know what? Though a lot of that stuff is not just people going to those advanced things. They're sitting in their office every day, seeing new movies every day.
Well, sure.
So they're just sitting at their computer.
Right.
But still, not a bad way to spend your 8 hours every day.
No, I'm guessing when there's a job opening, a lot of people apply at Mr. Skin.
Yeah.
A college kid with a computer background that likes boobs, that's kids.
I didn't get a chance to ask him if that includes vision and dental.
He said full medical. It better include
vision.
Yeah, you got to have that.
You got to have that.
You show up to the interview without any pants. Like, dude, you got to wear pants.
Dude, you gotta wear pants. All right. You were going to go to see Mr. Skin offices, were you, Puss, right?
I wanted to, yeah. And unfortunately, well, it was a family trip,
yeah.
and we were only there for a couple of days, and I couldn't find a really good reason to go, hey, I'm going to go meet up with Mr. Skin over at his office.
It's for work.
Like my wife would have come along, but then we would have had to ditch the kid, and then it's like, ah,
yeah,
nah.
He's a good dude.
I just couldn't make it happen.
Partied in Chicago a little bit. He's a good dude, but I wasn't at his office. But, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.